Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Of Disorderly Conduct. It's Wednesday night, May 11th, 2011, 5/11/11. Fantastical day today. So stoked to be here doing the show now. Jesus Christ, I'm hearing shit. What the hell is that? Where's that coming from? All right, that was weird. Whatever. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to the show. Disorderly Conduct. My computer is flipping out on me right now. I'm going to try to get this under control. Oh, boy. Shouts to Evan Coosburn. Evan Coosburn, early chit-chatter. Appreciate you showing up on time. I didn't show up on time. I was a couple minutes late starting there. My bad. But we're gonna get this party rolling tonight. I have special guests lined up. The guys from Help I'm Alive. Those guys, remember them? They were on here about a month ago. We were talking about WonderCon and their web series. Justin, Andrew, and Andrew, I think, or Anthony and Andrew. Well. A couple of those guys are going to show up at some point, and we're going to chit-chat about their experience at WonderCon, and my experience at WonderCon, for that matter. It was an amazing time. I shot a lot of video, which I have not released even nearly as much as I should. I have to put together. I'm going to put something together, but I did put some little snippets out there on my YouTube channel. You can check it out. It's youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. And there's a clip or two on there with the kids from Help I'm Alive. I hung out at their booth on one of the days when I was there, and they had these really hot chicks dressed up as zombies walking around posing for pictures of people. It was pretty amazing. I got some video of some of these hot zombie chicks. I'll post that on YouTube too. They even had a couple of hot chicks that just weren't zombies. They were just hot chicks. They didn't have any blood or weird makeup on. They were just hotties. Shouts to the guys from Help I'm Alive for doing that. That was a wonderful service they provided the kids in attendance at WonderCon. I had a blast at WonderCon. I thought it was fucking awesome. I felt like a kid again. Well, no, I mean, I always feel like a kid, but I felt like I was somewhere where I could be a kid and not really have any inhibitions about it. It was a lot of fun. All right, so before we get started here, I need to settle in the studio, get everything dialed in just right here, and we'll get this party started with the guys from Help, I Am Alive, or I'm Alive. I just love the title of that more than anything. It's a great title for anything. A movie, a web series, sure, yes. Oh, at WonderCon, they also unveiled a teaser trailer of the series, which I watched at their booth. And it was pretty fucking awesome. I really liked it. And I guess I could play the audio from that, but it's really, you know, it's really, you just got to see it. I'll track down the link and put it in the chat room. You can check it out. It's just hearing it doesn't really do it justice. I mean, it's a film or it's a video, whatever you want. It's a web series. It's a visual thing. So definitely worth seeing. I loved it. It was a nice little teaser. It gave you just enough to whet your appetite and sort of pique your interest, and hopefully they will divulge some more. And I'm going to be back with them in just a second, but before I do, I want to call to your attention some folks who are friends of this, or friends of mine. They're not friends. I can't say they're friends of the show yet because they haven't appeared on my show because they're pussies. But they want me to spread the word about their, what do they call this campaign? The Kickstarter campaign. All these bands now, they all do the Kickstarter to raise money for their tours and records and recordings and stuff. So Outer National, they are friends of mine, and they have a Kickstarter thing going on. I think there's only like 2 or 3 days left. And they're trying to raise $20,000 for their record, to complete their record. And I think they're at like around 15,000 right now. They need like 5,000 more to go in the next 2 or 3 days. So I'm going to track down the link to their Kickstarter while I play this track from Outer National. This is recorded live at the Roxy, which is where Outer National is going to play. Actually, Outer National is going to be playing a show at the Roxy in L.A., and I think it's June 1st. I'll track down the dates and get the links for the dates in the chat too. But they have a special guest on drums, that one-off show at the Roxy. They have Chad Smith. Yes, Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers is going to sit in with Outer National and play with them all night long at the Roxy in L.A. on, I believe it's June 1st. I will confirm that in a minute. But once again, Outer National, they're out of Brooklyn, New York. I got a Kickstarter campaign going, and they're friends of mine. And I actually, around this time a year ago, I think it was May 8th to be exact. I'll have to verify, but it was about a year ago that I cruised down to LA and caught Outer National playing a show at the Roxy. It wasn't with Chad Smith, but they had a different drummer, but it was still a pretty good show. Tom Morello was in attendance. I remember seeing him in the crowd. And I shot some video, which is up on my YouTube, of Outer National from that show. And here's some audio. This is Outer National performing Que Queremos at the Roxy in L.A. Check out their Kickstarter. I'm going to blast it in the chat real quick, and then I'm going to come right back with the dudes from Help I'm Alive. It's Vince and the Pie.
There's a trail of tears, a new trail of death, of vigilantes and coyotes. Watch the sunset in the borderland with the rattlesnakes. No water, no people, a dying mistake. Que tenemos nada, que queremos todo el mundo. Que tenemos nada, que queremos todo el mundo. Que tenemos nada, que queremos todo el mundo. Que tenemos nada, que queremos todo el mundo.
my main man, Dr. Boone.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Vince back with you on another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Thanks for tuning in, and shouts out to the chat room. Everybody currently in the chat room has a penis, so congratulations to everybody with penises who also happen to be in the chat room. And speaking of penises, let's bring on my co-host, Kishu. Hey, Kishu.
Oh, Vince, I don't have a penis. That's not nice. But I could acquire a huge strap-on dildo, and I'll show you what it feels like to have a penis in you, baby.
Again?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
We did that last time. I'm kind of over it.
I just really love to see your anus bleed. Oh, my God.
Hey, sim it down, sister. We got some respectable guests on the show tonight. They were...
It's disorderly conduct, Vince. Okay? Live
Excuse
it up.
Me?
Live your fucking name up.
Oh, I will. We will. Trust me.
Who is this Andrew guy? Is he hot? Because June is my birthday. He could, you know, come give me a deep digging for my birthday.
There you go. Well, apparently, you're going to get a chance to meet him here in a second. He's one of the fellers from the Help I'm Alive web series. Team.
Tell me about that. What is that?
I'm not going to tell you about that. I'm going to bring on Justin, Andrew, and Anthony, I believe. And they're going to tell you about it, all right?
Sounds like a plan.
Careful, though, with this Andrew guy because, you know, the last show I had, he basically pissed off my resident goddess at the time, and she's no longer with us.
Well, I don't think that could happen because... I'm pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. I think you'll be fine. But let's get this party started here. I have three callers, so I'm on the line. So I'm assuming all three are three bachelors or potential bachelors. I think they might all three be bachelors. Actually, I think that's the case. We'll find out in a second.
Okay.
First off, we have from area code 408 area code. That's Anthony, right?
That could be me, Andrew.
Or Andrew. Andrew's in 408.
That's correct. So is Anthony, okay. But if you have two 408s, one's going to be him.
Well, I have one 408, and that's you.
Oh, then Anthony kind of missed out on this one.
Yeah. All right, so we got Andrew. Hey, Andrew, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And let's see who else we have here. We also have somebody from the 650. Who's that? Area code 650, are you just listening in, or are you one of the guests, esteemed guests tonight? All right, maybe just listening. No problem. All right, let's try. What about area code 541?
Yo.
Who's that?
This is Justin.
All right, perfect. Okay, so we've got Justin and Andrew. That's all right, so we don't have Anthony, but we have somebody at 650 that's lurking. Sorry, Andrew. I for some reason, I remember last time Anthony called in on a 408, and Andrew, I thought you were on a 650 or something.
Yeah, last time I was, I called in with Justin.
Oh, okay. Good times.
Yeah, so we just had like a three-way going.
Whatever. We're all here now. It's all good. So how are you guys doing?
Awesome.
Justin, would you like to go first?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. I'm just getting ready for this, you know, this promo we're putting out on Friday, and life is good, dude. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm just trying to settle in. I've had a chaotic week and a hectic day, but I'm glad to have you guys back on, especially on such short notice. And it's good to check in with you guys. I wish we could have done this sooner, closer to actually WonderCon. But I have tons of video that I've been looking at here, and I'm sort of reliving it a little bit. And I'm going to have a lot of things that I want to throw at you. But before we do that, I want you to – Kishu's new to – she wasn't around when you guys were on here last time. So, Justin, if you could give us a quick little nutshell synopsis of Help I'm Alive and what it is and what it's all about.
It is first and foremost a web series, and we're looking to put it out this fall. As far as the story itself, it takes place in the future. It's a post-apocalyptic story. Takes place 20 years after an apocalypse, an Armageddon, where 75% of the world's population gets wiped out by something. But you'll have to find out what that is. And there are zombies involved. Zombies are somewhat secondary in our story. They are involved. You get lots of zombie action throughout the series, but there's something more dangerous than zombies out there that our survivors have to deal with. So that's pretty much the rough basic synopsis of this web series, and it picks up and it follows an ensemble cast of like a group of survivors who are living in this world up in the mountains of Northern California and trying to understand what happened, why it happened, and you know, live through the process. So it should be cool.
Nice. Sounds fun. Yeah.
Andrew,
and then attention.
Andrew, yeah, of course. Yeah, whatever. Just trying to step up to my guests. I don't care. All right. Andrew, anything you'd like to add to that?
You know, he pretty much covered it, but every time she speaks, I feel like I owe her money.
Wow.
Strange.
I do have one quick question.
You can give me some money, though. Money's fine.
I'm not going to do that.
I mean, I'm pretty loaded myself, but that might be a possibility. Wait, you're going to be in Arizona, you said, in June.
Yeah, you know, we'll talk about this off there, but yeah, hit me up. I'll actually be out there, so.
Nice. I can already hear it in Vince's voice. He's getting jealous.
Oh, yeah. All my jelly rolls are already jellied. No, I was going to say, so you guys are obviously no strangers to hotties such as Kishu. I know this because I visited you at the WonderCon booth, and I have plenty of documentation to prove it. And unfortunately, I didn't run into you, Andrew. I missed you, and apparently I missed one of the extra hotties, and regret that happened. But what was your overall experience there at WonderCon, Andrew?
You know what? I was actually pleasantly surprised. I liked it. I'm definitely going back next year. I'm sure I speak for the rest of us when I say we will be there next year. But it was really interesting. I wasn't expecting it to be kind of like that. I was expecting more, like a lot more people to be dressed up, and I don't know. There's not words to describe how awesome it was, and you know, just how excited I am for next year and to see what we bring to the table for that and show everybody as well. The response that we got from everybody that went was amazing. And I mean, I think Justin posted all the pictures up. We both were taking pictures the entire time. The amount of people that stopped by and watched the promo and then asked us more questions and sat there and watched it repeatedly once again and then again and again was really impressive. And I liked the turnout a lot.
Nice. What was the name of the brunette that I didn't get to see? What was her name?
Her name was Alyssa. That was actually my now ex-girlfriend.
Mm. Oh, sorry to hear that, bro. She was
cute.
That's why I didn't see you. You were off. You were probably off doing a little, like, getting a little something going over there, huh? Behind the booth, you know what I'm saying?
To be honest, I got nothing that entire weekend. But every time that we would take off, whether she wanted to go smoke or to get food or anything like that, I would go with her and we'd take pictures because literally we would walk maybe 10 feet and get stopped. And everybody wanted to take pictures with her. So, I mean, we posted all those up online. And it was crazy. We couldn't go literally probably 10 feet without having to take more pictures.
Yeah, that's what it was all about pretty much, was dressing up and documenting it. That was sort of the theme.
Yeah.
But there was certainly plenty of, if you're a voyeur, that's the place to go. There was so much eye candy, it was ridiculous.
I agree. I gotta say, it's the first time I've been to a WonderCon or any kind of comic convention, and the girls like to get dressed up. Very scantily clad.
Oh my god!
Outfit.
Oh yeah.
Like hookers. This is like their one time a year to be hookers. You want to talk? We've been having these slut walks that have been getting a lot of press. You want to talk about a slut walk? Go to a fucking WonderCon, man. It's insane, dude. I saw this little Batgirl that was just had an obscene body. She had to been like a stripper or something that just decided that's just like a closet, you know, comic book fiend or something.
She has a fetish. But you gotta admit though, it's like for every like super hot chick dressed up in a comic book costume, there was like 10 girls that shouldn't have been dressed like that, in my opinion.
Yeah, true. One of my other faves was there. I got to get a pic with Iron Girl. I was very impressed with her costume. Very cute, nicely done. Very classy.
Ass.
She was awesome.
Yeah, I got to give her a shout out for that one. That was actually really good.
Down to the shoes, man. Even did you see her shoes? I had to like get down on the ground on my knees and like film her shoes because they were so. She had so much detail, like even down to every little nook and cranny on the shoe. There was like sparkles and all kinds of crap. She's pretty awesome.
Hell yeah.
Shouts to Iron Girl. So yeah, I want to go to WonderCon next year for sure. I want to like do my show there and just interview all these freaks.
Good idea. You should, man.
I tried to videotape Lou Ferrigno.
Too.
I tried to videotape Lou Ferrigno. He's a complete dick. He was just not having any of it. He's just so over it. This is probably like the 10 millionth time he's ever done this, and he's just over it. You could tell.
Oh, yeah. He actually had a thing on there saying, I think it was to take a picture with him. It was $40 for a Polaroid.
Oh,
he
yeah.
had like a demo Polaroid, and it was the biggest piece of shit I've ever seen.
Balls.
Yeah. Anthony and I saw him checking in, and he goes, dude, check it out. It's Lou Ferrigno. And I turned, and I looked. I'm like, no, it's not. The guy looked small as crap and everything. And Anthony and I were talking about it. We're like, damn, my arm is bigger than his right now. And then we're looking at him like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? Like, what happened to him? He literally shrank.
Yeah.
And I feel kind of bad. I'm talking trash about Lou Ferrigno. Lou, you're cool, but you got small.
What a silly Negro.
Anywho, so what was the highlight for you, Justin? It was your first time at ever being at a comic book convention. What was the big thing that really stuck out to you?
God, I mean, other than having the booth and having people come and watch our promo and sign up for everything, and I mean, that was, to me, a huge experience. But the whole thing overall was pretty awesome and pretty overwhelming. some of the highlights was when Anthony and I, the other guy from Help I'm Alive, got to go and take photos with the props from Thor and Captain America. They had the shield and the hammer, and they let you take pictures, you know, doing poses or whatever, and we got some really cool photos. And also the Cowboys and Aliens panel was awesome with Jon Favreau, Robert Orci was there, and that was pretty badass. They showed like 10 minutes just from the movie. The movie looks amazing, and that was definitely a highlight too.
Nice.
Yes, sir. What about you, man?
Well, Batgirl, of course.
Yeah.
What else was there?
See her.
Although I videotaped her, and she must have had like quadruple D's. It was disgusting. But I videotaped her and got some really nice juicy footage of her. And she's just like, I would really rather you didn't put that on YouTube, if you don't mind. And I was like,
what?
Are you kidding me? You just let me film you in this slutty-ass costume, and you're like posing for me and shit. And I was just like, hey, that was cool. Can I get your, I get her card. And I was like, cool, I'm going to probably put this on YouTube. She's like, actually, I'd rather you not. Like, wait, is this for me to just, well, why'd you do that then? Am I just
bang,
personal, bang. Like solo material for me? Am I supposed to go fap to this and that's it?
Hey, maybe.
Where did the term
fap
come from?
Oh, God,
what?
The fucking trolls. That's where I got it from.
All right, cool. I'll accept that answer.
Yeah, Urban Dictionary did.
Fap time is win time.
I like the term fap nap. That's one of my favorite fap times. The fap nap. Great way to spend an afternoon.
I'm totally looking up fap, by the way.
That's BTW.
To masturbate furiously.
Hey,
so hard of
it.
Makes...
Yeah.
I heard you talking about Kickstarter earlier, and I wanted to pimp us out and let people know that we're on Kickstarter too for Help.
Oh,
no
shit.
Bam!
Oh, for sure, dude. Let me get the Andrew's in the chat. Get on that, dude. Paste that into the chat room so we can check it out.
Oh, I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, it's on our website. If people just go to helpemalive.tv and look to the right in the column, it shows a Kickstarter link and everything. You can go donate. And we're trying to basically raise money for production costs. You know, this isn't money going in our pockets or anything. This is all this money goes so we can make a kick-ass show. And, you know, it's all this stuff has come out of pockets for us so far. So, I mean, we're trying to raise money of people who just love zombies and who love the horror genre, the sci-fi genre, all that stuff. People who like Lost, people who like Battlestar Galactica, the new one, people who like zombies, you know, like, if you want to be a part of it, you want to get involved, you know, go give us some money. I know that sounds like
weird, I wish you could bring back that Caprica show. I was digging that.
No, it's done. Caprica's done.
I know, I was sad. I liked it.
It was all right. I liked the original, the remake of Battlestar Galactica better. Not to divert topics, but anyways, that's our spiel about Kickstarter. Check us out, and if you feel so inclined, give us your money, and we promise it'll go to making a fucking awesome web series.
Sick. Right on, bro. Well, let's take a little break here. I'm with Justin and Andrew from Help I'm Alive. They have a Kickstarter campaign that they're unveiling for their new web series they're working on, and we're hanging out with them. Justin is also got his hands in a lot of different things, and we had since I had him on my show, he cooked me up with Karen Page, and I don't think you were around, Keisha, when I had Karen Page on the show, but she's a hottie too. She's really good. And she's super. She's got a great voice. And he sent me this track, and I fucking loved it. And he's like, "Hey, you want her on the show?" I was like, "Oh hell
yeah,
dude!"
I think I was there that night. She's like,
really?
She was like kind of like a soul-y type thing.
Yeah. Oh
yeah,
yeah. She's really cute and spunky, and she's got a great little bubbly personality. And she's really cool. And I love this track, so I'm gonna play this and go beat up. I'm gonna go fap right now to this song, and I'll be right back.
Swagger, death, despair. Attraction like a magnet, take my hand. 7667. And now back to the show.
Seems to be the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Or the solution.
Hell yeah.
How easily we are distracted. So
yeah,
that's fine.
I don't
that's
have a
fine.
Facebook,
just...
by the way. So.
Yeah, and you and yeah. And I'd be a little bit worried about your Facebook, Andrew, to be the TBH.
I'm not a troll. You're so mean. I hang out with some trolls, but I'm a good girl. I just, you know, just a little crazy, that's all.
Hey, they're all crazy. It's all good.
There you go, exactly. Ben, stop cock blocking.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
I'm just kidding, Vince.
So,
you know I love you.
Speaking of high, well, shut up for a second. I want to talk. Okay, you know what? You guys can go flirt in the chat room, and I'll just chat with Justin. All right? So fuck you both.
Blam.
Justin, I want to talk
yes,
to you
sir.
About some real ladies, like some real women. All right? I know you don't dilly dally around with these little kitties because I've seen. This little thing recently that you put out called Acting Outlaws. I want you to talk about that shit because all I know is I saw a little video of you hanging out with two of the hottest broads I've probably ever seen in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 months since I've seen a real fucking woman. And these chicks, one blondie and one brunette, they're hot. They ride motorcycles and they're funny as shit. Tell me about these chicks and how the fuck can I get them on my ship?
These chicks, which I think they would probably punch you in the face if you called them broads, but that shit's funny.
Bring it on. I love it. I'm down with, hey, that's foreplay as far as I'm concerned. You've never seen me go out with Kishu.
Hey, everybody's got their thing, man. You're referring to Katie Sackhoff and Trisha Helfer. They're actually two actresses in L.A.
A row. That's what I like
to
call them.
They're awesome people. I mean, these two girls, they rode their motorcycles from Los Angeles to New Orleans, Louisiana, just to raise awareness. To party. Well, that goes without saying, but they did it just to raise awareness for the Gulf disaster, the BP oil spill back, you know, after the media kind of just... The media, like, covered it while it was news, and then after it, they just kind of, like, dropped the ball. And were like, okay, whatever, we're going to talk about, you know, this stuff over here. Meanwhile, you know, the entire coastline is covered in oil, and BP is not doing jack shit. And, you know, they're very passionate people. They're very passionate about, you know, charities and benefits, and this is one thing that really moved them. And, you know, they decided they were going to do this thing, you know, and we all got together and we talked about it, and I was there when they were planning it, and we talked about all the stuff with the web where they would do these nightly podcast or video blogs, and it was an amazing thing. It really, like, I was very blown away by what they did. I mean, they spent a week on the road on motorcycles. I mean, that's tough. I know it doesn't sound sexist, but I mean that's tough for dudes to do. But these two girls, I mean, they just did it.
Oh, they would kick my ass any day of the week, no doubt about it. These chicks are tough as nails, and they're hot. They're so hot too; it's scary.
You know, I've known them for, you know, over a year now, and I just, it's like they're like sisters to me, to be honest with you. It's just
winning.
But they're, I mean, yes, they're very attractive women, but they're also really cool. Two of the coolest people, two of the nicest people in Hollywood that I think I've ever met. Not that I've met a ton of people in Hollywood, but still, you know, it's just really awesome people, very down to earth. You know, they grew up on one, Trisha grew up on a farm and Katie grew up in Oregon, which is pretty much the equivalent. So very down to earth, very laid back people. But
is there any chance any of those chicks are going to make cameos at least and help on the live?
Not unless we got pretty big. I mean, you know, they're pretty well known actresses. I mean,
yeah, no
I would,
shit, but no shit, but they
we,
can
we
they
could
can,
not
they...
we couldn't afford them basically at this point in time. But hey, if you give us money on Kickstarter, maybe we can.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's what I'm saying.
If it was the right situation, you get them
kicking into Kickstarter, and then all of a sudden, they just kickstart like Roger Corman style, like he would just. Pay what? Like he'd pay some name actor, like a one day's, like the entire production would go, like 95% of the production would go to paying like Vincent Price's one day fee for a cameo, so they could build the whole picture around him making his one appearance, you know, in one scene, and then just everything else went to peanuts and you know, just extras to fill out the cast. It was like always B level, but it was usually like genre pictures too. You know, you could totally do that, man. Get your Kickstarter.
No, it's great. It's of course something, you know, that we've thought of, but you know, at the end of the day, it's like it has to fit in the story. I mean, if we were to use somebody like Katie or Trisha, it would have to make sense. It wouldn't be just like, oh, we could use a name actor. But I totally know what you're saying. Trust me.
No. All right, so Andrew, are you done fapping to Kishu's pictures? Do you have anything you want to add to this conversation?
To the conversation about Trisha and Katie, sure. I mean,
or just to the production and casting and all that stuff in general.
Well, you know, I can't really talk about casting too much. I've been the one that's emailing everybody back and forth. However, Justin was the one that took over that solely based because, you know, Anthony and I had other issues and weren't able to make it. But I haven't officially had a chance to tell him thank you, which thank you very much goes out to Justin for single-handedly tackling that, as well as Karen Page. Thank you very much for helping him.
If she's listening.
Yeah, if she's listening. If not, you know, somebody can relay it to her. But she actually helped out a lot, so I want to make sure she actually did get a thank you. I know Justin thanked her for sure, but you know, make sure she heard from us. Thank you as well. On the topic of Katie and Trisha, those literally, I do want to say, are two of the nicest people I've ever met. And, you know, it was awesome to meet both of them. But I did want to throw that out there. They, you know, you always hear people say, oh, these are nice people, these are nice people. They really are nice, caring individuals. But, yeah, back on topic of Help I'm Alive. Casting's going well. I don't know, you know, Justin, if you want to get into it. I mean, we haven't picked anybody yet for sure. We're actually reviewing everything right now. We've got another casting session going this weekend at Expressions College, I believe it is, Justin?
Yeah, it's Expression College in Emeryville. We're doing 12 to 5 Saturday and Sunday. So if you want to come down and you think you can be in the series and
dude,
you know, check
I'm
out
totally
going to
come down. I'm going to audition. Is there any role that I would have a remote chance for?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, possibly. I think you
might
be.
I'll read for anything. I don't give a shit. I have nothing to do on Saturday. I'll do a cold reading. I don't give a shit. I'll be the narrator.
Do it. Dude, you are more than welcome to come down. Anybody's welcome to come down. Do a reading. We'll have sides there so you'll be able to look them over before you come in. And, you know, we want everybody to try out because you never know. You know, we could have a gold mine on some
unknown
actor.
I'm going to try to get Goofy Bone to come with me, too. Me and my homeboy Goofy Bone. Hopefully he comes in. But he's a capitalist. He's an entrepreneur. He knows how to diversify his assets, if you will. He's a rapper. He's a radio show host. He's a norteño. He's a Chicano. He's a multi-dimensional person. He acts in his own videos. I think he might be good too. If you ever need like, you know, the one zombie Mexican that's a norteño that comes back in the future. That'd be pretty sick. And this would be a good song for the soundtrack too. Check it out, Goofy Bone. We'll be right back.
Chow time, gentlemen. Chow time.
Fuck you, pig.
Oh, meals on wheels for you then, motherfucker.
Fuck you, pig.
Come on, everybody. Chow time.
Chow time.
It's all
coming right back to me. Right back.
Drama.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
Comes in all shapes and sizes.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
Even got itty bitty surprises.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
That's why I always got my Glock.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
Drama. It comes in all shapes and sizes. It even got itty bitty surprises. The Glocks are loaded, so let's go. It's time to create a murder show. Chump suckers in the streets trying to disrespect. Call me Goofy Soprano trying to put fools in check. What happened? Everyone was down for their crime. You want to take that easy life and drop that dime. In the streets of San Jose, that don't work. If you don't got your paperwork, you're lying in dirt. I've seen it before.
stronger. Have to keep
right back to me, right back to me.
You know the greatest
right
are
right back to me.
It's all drama.
Don't be.
Come right back to me, right back to me.
That's drama.
Come right back to me, right back to me.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigger who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Aw, yeah. You already know what it is. It's Vince in Le Bay. Back with Kishu.
Oh, yeah,
doing?
I'm here. Sorry.
How you doing, baby? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty distracted right now. You can make a video connection on BTR?
Yeah. Did somebody try to video connect with you?
Yeah.
That's interesting. How come you've never video connected with me?
I'm not going to do it right now because I'm going to go outside. Sorry, Andrew. I'll do it in a minute.
I video connect with you all the time. What are you talking about?
Yeah, tiny chat doesn't count, okay?
Well, hit me up on Skype.
Whatever, go smoke or something. Anywho, it's Vince of the Bay. Like I said, I'm with the guys from Help I'm Alive, the web series. It's Justin and Andrew. They're back here for their return follow-up appearance. They had a great showing at WonderCon, and I saw them there, checked out their booth. They were looking good. They had their teaser trailer that was playing there. I saw that. It was spectacular. It was great. And now you guys have some other teaser that's coming out this week, Friday, I guess. Tell us about that.
No, that's actually the same one. We premiered it at WonderCon. It was a WonderCon exclusive. Now, about a month and a half later, we're deciding we're going to put it on the web for the world.
Oh, nice.
So you got the exclusive look at WonderCon, everybody who stopped by our booth, but now the world gets to see it. It's the same five-minute teaser. Nothing's been changed. We are upgrading a little bit on the sound design as far as making it a little better. And, yeah, Friday the 13th, this Friday, it's going to come out. It'll be on our website, helpemalive.tv, and you'll be able to check it out. It's just a five-minute teaser. It's not a trailer like, you can see a trailer from the web series because we haven't shot that yet. But it's just basically like a little bit of a storyline, and it follows this little girl who has a run-in with a zombie. And then we jump 20 years into the future where we pick up with our main character from the series. His name is Lauren. Played by our good friend Anthony Lurice, who's not here tonight.
That's awesome. And Anthony's great in it too. Anthony is in the teaser, and he is awesome in it. He's really, really. He has an intense little role in that, and it's great. It's suspenseful. It's got so much going on. In such a small, how long is it? It's like a couple minutes, like 2 minutes maybe, right?
No, it's with credits. It runs about 5 minutes.
Okay.
And we took 3 days to shoot it. We had three people in the cast, including Anthony. Everybody did an amazing job. And I gotta say, talking about Anthony, it's like I know Anthony personally, obviously, and he's a very different person from the character he plays, and it's just interesting. And he's very good, and I think I mentioned this before, but Anthony just gets into character. When you tell him action, he's in that character, and he'll joke around between takes, and you know he'll just be his dorky self, and he's a great guy, obviously. But I mean dorky affectionately, but when you yell action, I mean he's in that character. It's you know, jokes are done, and he's going to get the job done, and I'm just, that really impressed me, and you know, most good actors can do that, so. I was really happy with how everything turned out with him. And, you know, it's overall, I think people are really going to dig it. It's, you know, it's just a taste. It's like you're going to watch it. Hopefully you're going to watch it and you're just going to be like, oh, man, I want to see more of that. I want to see what happens. I want to see what happens after that happens, you know, at the end. And all I can say about it, you saw it, Vince. I mean, what did you think? Does it make you want to see the series?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Like I said, it totally piqued my interest. I thought, you know, I went to film school and I've made short films and stuff, and so it's real easy for me to get out of something when I'm watching it. You know what I mean? Like it's very easy for me to like sort of wander and just, you know, pay attention to the soundtrack kind of is bothering me, or oh, you know what, that framing of that shot, I'm not feeling that. You know, it's real easy for me to get tripped up and get lost. And honestly, that didn't happen to me at all. It's kind of tough, first of all, when you're in the middle of a convention floor and there's a lot of crap going on and there's some hot chicks showing booty and boobies and there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. To block all that out and focus on a little 3-minute clip is tough in and of itself. But I was able to block that out, and once I got engrossed in it and I was in it, it teased me for sure, because just when I felt like I was right there, you know, running along with the story, it ended, and I was like, oh. So it definitely left me hanging, and I think it did the trick. I'm definitely interested.
Mission accomplished. You know, we actually had a little kid cry after watching our promo. That was actually one of the highlights for me. Yeah. And the only reason I say that is not because we're sadistic bastards. Well, we are, but I mean, not literally. Like, I don't like seeing children cry, but the fact is if it moves even a child, like, emotionally on that level, obviously we're doing something right, you know what I mean? Because we're scaring people. And that was the idea for the scene that the little kid cried at. You know, I wanted that to be an intense, scary scene, and, you know, mission accomplished. I mean, we had people gasp. We had people, you know, we had women come up who saw that scene, because it's a very intense scene with a little girl and a zombie, and that's all I'm going to say. You know, let your imagination run wild. But we actually do leave a lot to the imagination in that scene, which is, I think, what makes it even scarier. You know, it's like the Alfred Hitchcock concept. That's not why we did it, but, you know, it's that concept of the audience can think of way worse things in their imagination than you could ever show them. And to me, that, you know, I think that's really important in filmmaking, on the level of just, you know, showing stuff, but don't show them everything, you know, because.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, I think
somebody's going to think way worse stuff that you can like dream up or whatever that you could pull off. So, yeah.
I think you balanced that line very nicely. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks. Tried. And I got to give a shout out to Mark Ostenheim, who was our DP. He really had a lot to do with the look of it, the way it was shot. Obviously, he used his camera and his techniques and his abilities and lenses. I mean, he basically was in charge of that whole thing. You know, cinematographer, DP, he did all that stuff. And he did a phenomenal job. I'm extremely happy with how it turned out. I think it looks really professional. I have to shout him out. He's in the Bay Area, too. And phenomenal job. So I'm really happy. We're going to be working with him again, actually, on the series. Pretty much the same crew that we worked on the promo with, we're going to use in the web series. So we're excited about that because, you know, we've worked together. You know, once we got going, we were firing in all cylinders, and we just kind of, like, ripped it up.
Yeah, hey, nice. By the way, I got to give a shout-out to Libby while we're at it.
Yes.
Yeah,
who's that?
Shout out. Did an
shout
awesome
out,
job.
Man.
Yeah,
she's the little girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys will see
she's
on Friday.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, well, who's the chick that was doing the makeup for the girls at WonderCon? Did she do the makeup for the series as well?
Yes, that was the same person. Her name's Chrysalis Rose. She's amazing at makeup. And, yeah, she came down. and she did the makeup for our zombie girls, which came out great. We got those zombie girls, actually all four of our girls, but the zombie girls especially really got on a lot of websites.
Oh, yeah.
People were getting the pictures taken with them, and they ended up sitting in the chair or the throne thing. What the heck was it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Crown
just,
of
that
Thorns
was
or Thrones, I don't know, but they actually got on their website sitting in that chair, so that was cool for us.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, I got some good footage of the ladies. In fact, I'm going to see if I can't track that down and try to upload it before the show's over or sometime very shortly thereafter, because I got some nice shots of the ones that had the really heavy makeup on. They were a hot commodity. Everybody wanted to get shot with them.
Well, if anybody wants to check them out, go to our website. We've got video and photos of all of those girls, all four girls.
Yeah.
Girls without zombie
yeah.
makeup, girls with zombie makeup, really HD quality. So, rocks off to the zombie girls, fellas, at helpthemalive.tv. We should be charging, you know? I didn't even think about that.
All right, Lou.
Hot zombie action right here, folks. Helpthemalive.tv, only $9.95 a minute.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to make our money. Bam. See, that's how it happens.
You can't be giving away all of our ideas, man. Somebody else is going to do
our trade secrets. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody does that, I'm going to stab them. You heard it here first. Justin ain't messing around. But, yeah, WonderCon was awesome. I know that's one of the things that we're trying to be talking about on the show and relaying our experience. And I'll say when we were there all 3 days. I mean, we had to be, but it was great. I mean, there's so many cool little booths and stuff, and our artists and actors and, you know, people trying to hawk their wares.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, totally.
And
it was a big free-for-all.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty much convinced if I have the means, I'm going to try to get a booth and fucking broadcast and try to get some of those crazy people on my show for sure, man. That's such a party. It's
awesome.
Great.
Or just get a press pass, man. Just get a press pass, go in there and interview people, you know?
Yeah, I guess get that. I guess that too, but I'd like to just have a booth where I just hunker down and then they pass by and come to me and sit down and chit-chat and then move on, whatever, you know?
That's a good idea too.
That's what I'm thinking. And I also will have my megaphone too, and I'll be on the bullhorn. I didn't notice anybody making a lot of noise, so I don't know if there's like some sort of ordinance or something. But I would want to come out there with at least a couple megaphones and just get people riled up. Just insult people as they go by degrade women as they trounce by with their cleavage.
You'd be out of there the first hour, dude.
Were they kicking people out?
No, but something like that. Come on, it's a family. It's a family event, man. It's like
not really though, dude. I didn't really see that many kids. I saw a lot of adults acting like kids, but overall, did not see a lot of kids. There were some, but there was way more adults. Way more adults.
But no, there's way more adults and teenagers and 20-something-year-olds, but. You know, I probably saw, you know, we were at the booth, so we were right by the entrance. So everybody who came through pretty much walked by our booth. I would say about 15 to 20% of the people there were kids. Everybody else was like 15 or older, you know?
Yeah.
So, and it was people from all walks of life, all races, all ages. I mean, it was awesome. It was just like this coming together of the nerds, you know what I mean? It was great. Like a dream come true. You know, I could go and enjoy my love of Battlestar Galactica or enjoy, you know, like Sucker Punch or whatever, but nobody judged me there. It was nice.
Cylon almost took you out, though.
Yeah, there was an old school Cylon walking around. You know, I got to say, though, people who do those costumes, a lot of those people go all the way out. Like, there was a Klingon there, and he had a full Klingon, like, makeup, like, looked like it was from the movie and stuff, and he had the sword and he had the gauntlets. And, I mean, it was just so elaborate. And he would not break character. I remember Chrysalis, our makeup person, was trying to ask him about his makeup. And he would not break character for nothing. And she got really pissed off at him because he wouldn't do that. But it's just these people get in a mindset. It's kind of creepy sometimes. But, you know, hey, I mean, more power to them because it's pretty amazing, honestly.
All right, guys. I got to get going here now. I got to get back to moving.
Moving,
okay.
Huh? Where
yeah.
are you moving to exactly, if you don't mind me asking?
I'll still be in the South Bay where I am now. I'm just moving basically to a condo maybe like 5-10 minutes away.
Oh, right on. So you're still staying local?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm getting out of my apartment and moving into a condo.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks for coming through, Andrew. Appreciate it, bro.
Thank you very much for having me. Justin, I'm sure, you know, you'll take care of the rest of this.
Oh, yeah. We'll just talk about you.
I'm sure you guys will. But, you know, it's okay because I love you both, and I have faith in you.
Yeah, good luck with your move on it. If I was down in that area, I would totally help you, but I'm not, so don't even.
Oh, moving stuff.
What? Whoa.
Sorry, I'm back.
Yeah. All right, dude, good luck with the move, bro.
I don't know if I want to leave now. No, I'm just kidding. All right, everybody, have a good night.
All right, Andrew, thanks for coming through, bro. All
right, bye.
So anyway, what's that?
Ben, so fucking Dick Burns decided to randomly do a show right now.
Oh, perfect.
So he has 22 minutes left into it. Which isn't a long time, but I was thinking I'd call in. He's only got like two people.
No worries.
Me and
do
one
what
other
you got to do. What you got to do, sister. I'm gonna hold it down here with Justin. So it's all
Justin.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. I will be calling back in a few, and you guys are more than welcome to call into his show. And I put the link
what's
in your
doing?
Chat.
What's he doing his show on? Is he doing music or what the hell?
It's
is he
music
doing?
Ship, but he's talking to you, so. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah.
That's cool. I wish I knew he was doing a show. I could have done mine earlier.
I didn't know either. I didn't know. So.
Whatever.
He's got 19 minutes left. But yeah, okay. I will be calling back shortly.
Tell him I said hi. Have fun with the show and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, baby. I love you. Bye.
All right. Bye. Anyway. So, Justin, another thing that I'm kind of psyched about that you're semi-evolved with is, Outside Lands is coming up, and I noticed that Lyrics Born is coming back when he's doing this Latrix thing. And
Latrix, dude.
whatever, bro. It's he's doing the tricks thing.
Yep.
Tell me about it. Yeah, school me on this. I don't even know. I know the two participants. I know Latif, and I know I'm familiar somewhat with Latif, and I'm definitely familiar with Lyrics Born, but I'm not really familiar with Latyrix, so tell me about it.
Oh, yeah, Latyrix is basically Lyrics Born and Latif, the true speaker. Before they had their solo projects and whatnot, they started off as a group. It was just the two of them. They're two hip-hop MCs, and they were called Latyrix, and it was just, you know, those two guys and their album that came out. It's called Latyrix. The album was actually back in the day, I think it came out in 92 or 93, I want to say. I should know this, but honestly, I don't remember which year it was. But it was a big deal. I mean, as far as like indie hip-hop, a lot of people credit that album as being extremely influential. And if you listen to it, it's an amazing album. It's a very experimental. They're like rapping over each other and like, you know, one's doing a cadence in one way and the other one's doing a cadence in another way. And then they'll weave it back around to where they're talking about the same thing. And then they go off in these tangents. I mean, it's just it's very well done. It's very artistic. It's very creative and it's really unique and it's great. I mean, if you like indie hip hop, underground hip hop, especially from the 90s and like experimental stuff, I mean, you'd just be all over that stuff. But they haven't been together in, like, I think almost 15 years, 12, 15 years or something like that. You know, they went off and did their own projects, and Lyrics Born had, you know, a solo career for years. And, you know, Latif's gone and done his stuff, and they finally, you know, they've always kind of wrote together, as, you know, in each other's albums. And, you know, they're just, when they get together, they're very creative, and it's awesome. But they're actually having their first reunion in, like, 12 or 15 years at Outside Lands this year in San Francisco. So it's a pretty big deal.
That's
we're really excited
epic,
about
dude.
It.
Yeah,
it
you
is
know,
epic. It really is. For Bay Area, man, it really is epic.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
so
people,
huge.
Yeah, people, they'll know. Yeah, I mean, they had a hit called Lady Don't Techno, which, I mean, that song was like a Bay Area anthem for a long
time.
Oh,
yeah. You know what? That's funny because I went back after I saw that. I think that they announced the lineup after I last talked to you on the show, I'm pretty sure.
Uh-huh.
Because
I
did a
show.
I think it was very, it was like maybe a week later or something, they announced the Outside Lands, and they made, and I saw that, and I did a whole show based on the night that they did the Outside Lands lineup, and we just went down the list. I had my friend who also does a radio show, he called in, and we just talked about just the lineup and played a bunch of music, and this shit was badass, and I went back and hunted down some of this music, and I found Lady Don't Techno. And after I listened to it, I was like, oh, that song, I've heard that. You know, it was like one of those things where like, oh, dude, totally. And I fucking love that track, and we're going to play it right now since you mentioned it. So here it is. We'll be right back.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, badass. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay, back with Justin from Help I'm Alive. We just played some God, I don't even want to say it because I know I'm going to fuck it up. Lyrics.
Exactly.
Lyrics.
It's
like Brett Favre. It's like Brett Favre. It's like Brett Favre. You don't pronounce it the way it looks, like, you know, phonetically.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
So I hear you.
But I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that that reunion. I'm definitely. I just relocated to a new spot in San Francisco that is like within like 5 minutes walk to the park. And
oh, nice.
I'm stoked, dude. I'm prime. I'm basically squatting on some prime real estate for outside lands. I'm so stoked.
Awesome.
And I'm gonna try to see if I can't be there for all 3 days and cover it all, because I'm really stoked on this lineup. There's actually a lot of people that I've never seen, you know, including Lyrics. There's also the Limousines. They're from the Bay Area. I'm kind of excited to see them play. Muse, Fish. I always like Fish. I'll never go out of my way to see Fish, but if they're in a festival, I'll certainly check them out for a little bit. What else? I don't know. There's a cool lineup this year. I can't even think of everybody that's there, but those are some of the ones that stick out to me.
It is a cool lineup. I heard, you know, I heard that they had more tickets sold in the first week than they've had altogether of any other Outside Lands in the past. It's just, I mean, the lineup's trying to find it right now because it's just, it's really a great lineup. I mean, I don't remember last time I saw a festival with that good of stuff. Or that many people who are that good in all one place.
Oh, yeah. Arcade Fire.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Black Keys, MGMT.
They got Muse. Fish is going to be there. Arcade Fire, Black Keys, Shins, MGMT, Girl Talk, John Fogerty, Erykah Badu, Original Meters, The Roots, Arctic Monkeys, Big Boy, Big Audio Dynamite, I mean, Major Lazer, Little Dragon, OK Go. I mean, it's just like, they nailed it. Like, whatever, what is hot right now, especially
Big Audio Dynamite. I love that Big Audio Dynamite is back on the scene. That is so cool. They're making this festival. Have you ever seen those guys before?
I haven't.
Oh, my God. I saw them at the Fillmore. Oh, God, man. It must have been like 94, maybe. And they were amazing. It was great to see any member of The Clash perform. It doesn't matter. He could be, you know, playing with Lady Gaga. I don't care. But you know, there's some of those Big Audio Dynamite songs are really catchy and reminiscent of the late era Clash, really, in the poppy, but the sort of the poppy era Clash, but just brought to the extreme. And I saw them at the Fillmore, and they had this one guy on keyboards. I swear to God, I don't think he played one note on the keyboard the entire night. He just, like, and I don't think his keyboard was even plugged in. I don't even remember seeing any chords. It must have been a wireless keyboard, because he was just, the keyboard was more of a prop, really. It was like pre-GarageBand, you know, and he's just dancing around behind his keyboard like the biggest Fruit Loop you've ever seen in San Francisco on stage. And it was just wild. There was so much energy at that show. I can't wait to see them play again. I'm definitely going to see that dude play. Last time I saw that dude, what's his name, Mick Jones? Is that the guitarist's name?
I don't
the
know.
Clash. I think that's his name.
Oh, I think the Clash. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the last time I saw him. It was like 94, 95. He looked like ass, dude. And I can't imagine what he's going to look like now, with 15 years later, 10, 15 years later. But yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Lyrics Born, dude. That guy is the man about town, dude. I follow that dude on Twitter and shit, and that guy is all over the place. Like, I saw something. He did some James Brown tribute. What was that all about?
Yeah, he was at Yoshi's a couple weekends ago, and they did a tribute to James Brown and Curtis Mayfield. Was awesome. We're actually going to put some video of that soon up on the web, but it was an amazing night. Like, he did covers of James Brown songs. I mean, yeah, full band. We're talking guitar, bass, drums, keys, horns, strings. I mean, he went all out. And it was awesome. It was, you know, the first time I'd seen him do something like that. And I've seen a ton of Lyrics Born live shows, but that one just really blew me away. I mean, it was very different, but it was still a Lyrics Born show. You know, he brought all this energy, but he would rap over some James Brown beats and songs and stuff, and incorporate his music into it. So it was, especially if you're a Lyrics Born fan and a James Brown fan, it was the best.
Yeah, a match made in heaven.
Really,
yeah. Well, yeah. You know, Lyrics Born is notorious, at least in my the experiences I've seen him live a handful of times with a full band most of the time. And for me, his signature sound is just a really tight, funky band, that Uriah Duffy, that slap bass thing he's got going on. Like, he's yep. fucking, is he still in the band, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
That dude is
badass. Different configurations, but, I mean,
yeah.
when he does a live band, yeah, Uriah's there. Uriah's amazing.
Yeah, that just that amazing. Funky, that, just that funky pocket that band creates behind him is just so awesome. And I think there's definitely a James Brown influence going on in the mix there with Lyrics Born for sure.
Oh yeah, that's a huge influence of his, and that's kind of what, even when he was like an MC back in the day, where it was just, you know, him and Latif and a DJ, and then it was just him and his wife Joy and a DJ. It's like he always envisioned, you know, having a big band with horns and strings and guitar and bass, and just wanted, you know, he wanted a full backing band, and now that he does it, it's like a dream realized, you know, and it sounds great with his style of music, you know, and that's something that not every hip hop guy can get away with. But, you know, he's always, in my opinion, his music has always kind of been that style. Like, he would sample stuff and it was like that kind of music. And so it really kind of went together well once he got a band involved. And it's awesome, dude.
Nice. Hey, we got a caller here. Let's take a call. Melissa Hopkins is joining us now. Hey, Melissa, what's going on? You're on with Vince and Justin. What's up?
Hey, man. I don't know much. Well, I wouldn't say I don't know much, but I'm not a great fan of Clash.
Okay.
Is it Clash or Crash?
No, you're gonna crash tonight. The Clash is the band.
The Clash.
Yeah.
The Clash. Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that. It's just funny. I was talking to my sister earlier, who's 17 years older than I am, and we were talking about our love for Chaka Khan and Rufus in the early days, and love that music. But have you heard Adele's new music?
Yeah, I love it. I like Adele a lot. Yeah.
Absolutely love it. Rolling in the Deep is one of the best songs I've heard in a long time.
She'll win a Grammy. She'll win a Grammy, no doubt.
Yeah. So I decided I would not talk politics tonight.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
I'll just talk music.
It's a godsend. Yeah, Melissa Hopkins, Justin, just to get you acquainted, Melissa is a fellow BTR host here. She does a show, a political show during the day, and what she likes to do at night is let her hair down and put back a few drinks, if you will, and she hops on the horn and harasses me and bores the pants off my audience and usually clears the room.
I'll say. So maybe with me talking about music, do you know how what my first career was, Vince? And what I studied in college, and studied all through my young life. No, I was a professional actress for many, many years before.
Oh, you should audition. Oh, perfect! You should audition for Help I'm Alive. They're looking for people this weekend. I'm going to be there. I'm going to audition. I don't even know what the fuck I'm reading for. I have nothing better to do. And I figure I might get some free coffee or something out of it. So
now what is this? What is this? What is it?
It's an audition. Tell us about it. Well, you know what? First of all, we haven't updated our listeners. We have picked up a few different listeners. There's been some shuffling going around.
See, I brought you listeners, not killed your listeners.
Yes, thank you for bringing the mass migration of Melissa Hopkinites into the chat room. Well, because we have such an influx of Melissa Hopkins immigrants, if you will, she needs to be brought up to date on what exactly Help I'm Alive is. And Justin, I think you're the guy to tell her about it.
Yeah, well, once again, Help I'm Alive is a web series. It's an indie production that we've been working on since last year. We shot a promo, a teaser for WonderCon, which premiered there. It's about a 5-minute teaser that's going to be coming on the web actually this Friday, which is part of the reason we're here on Vince's show to promote. And what it's about is a post-apocalyptic story. It takes place 20 years in the future. We're currently casting for it. We had a casting session down in Morgan Hill, I believe, 2 weekends ago, and we're going to have our final casting session to pick, you know, our callback people this weekend in Emeryville, California.
Well, so I'm too late then.
No, if you go to our website, actually, and click on casting, it has the character descriptions of anybody you'd like to try out for. And then if you email us, we'll send you the sides. And if you know, if you come down and want to do a cold read, we're totally fine with that too.
Dude, can we do a cold read on the air, or is that prohibited?
Yeah, I don't see why. Like right now?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Why not? I was thinking maybe if there was some dramatic
scene.
Shut up for a second, Melissa. I'm on top of this, all right? Just shut up for a second. Go get another drink, right? Go fix yourself something and come back, all right?
Oh, shut up.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't have to. You know what? I understand if you don't want to tease your show or whatever by putting out over the air the content. No biggie. But I think it might be a hoot if you had some sort of dramatic scene between a romantic scene between a guy and a girl, and Melissa and I could do the sides on the air. I think it'd be pretty funny.
We can't do it tonight, but we can do it in the future.
No worries.
That would be great. In fact, I might even write.
You know what? How about this, Melissa? Since you're so fucking fancy pants, my first career was I'm an actress. Why don't you find some fucking sides from some film, and we'll act them out on air, and Justin will direct us. Okay.
That'd be awesome.
All right, let's do it.
All right, we'll pick a classic scene from a film. There's got to be some website like screenplays.com or some deal where you can get the script real quick, and we'll act something out on the air.
I'm up for the challenge.
All right. Well, you got to do the research and find it. And while you're doing that, we're gonna hear your favorite song to get you all moist and wet for the scene. All right.
Are you gonna play Adele?
Yeah. Shut the fuck up and find me a scene. I'll be right back.
Way to keep a woman in line, Vince.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, just bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. Fire.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right. You're just joining us. It's Vince back with you. I have my guest, of course, is still Justin from Help I'm Alive. He's the director and producer of Help I'm Alive. Also, I have Melissa Hopkins. She's a former actress. In fact, that was her first occupation. True, fun fact, first occupation, Melissa Hopkins. Now she's, an established attorney and a world-renowned radio show personality here on Blog Talk Radio. But originally, A-list Hollywood actor. So now, hopefully, after I've properly moistened her with and lubed her with that that Adele track that she so longed for, she is hopefully, I'm going to unmute her in a second, bring her on, and hopefully she's produced a film script that we can perform, and Justin will direct us here on air. So, Melissa, what do you got for us? Holy shit, she's got her. It's Melissa, hello?
Hey, am I on or not?
You're on. You're totally
okay.
On. What
okay.
Do you got?
You're live.
Yeah. Melissa, hello?
Hi.
Don't be shy. Okay.
You made me very happy with that song, by the way.
Oh, good. Good. Excellent. That was the intent. So make me very happy and tell me what you got. Do you have a script that we can perform here on the air now? Melissa? Oh, God. Did she drink herself under the table? What
no.
is going on?
Why am I hearing it?
Are you?
What?
Melissa? Oh, my God.
I know.
She's too drunk. She's too drunk. She's too
hang
drunk.
On. Hang on. It's a double.
Turn your radio down.
Melissa, are you gonna? Can you do this? It's okay. We don't. If you're not up for this, it's all good. We don't have to.
No, I'm sorry. What happened is I got cut off, and so I was calling you on Skype and double doing your website. So I think we're cool, right? You can only hear me once.
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Okay. All right. Go. Okay, Melissa.
What? I just give you so many problems, Vince. Nothing.
Now, did you find something we can read on the air, or what? Are you? It seems like you're stalling. What's up?
I didn't think it was my job. I thought it was his.
No, he's the director. You're supposed to get the. I just
the director,
built this up.
The
oh my
director
God! This
is
terrible.
Is
all right, okay. You're going on mute. All right. I apologize, Justin.
Right.
I will produce a script. I promise you. Before the end of the show, we're going to produce a script.
Okay.
I think Kishu might be back now. Hey, Kishu, what's going on? Are you back now?
I am definitely back.
Okay. You know what? Dude. Okay. Check
Let's
this out.
Let's get her reading a script.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, dude. Forget
what?
Melissa. We gave her shot. Well, while you were gone, Melissa Hopkins. This is what happened while you were gone. Okay, so Melissa Hopkins calls in, and we're hanging out, and we're just talking about, like, movies and shit and music, and Melissa's just like, oh, well, when I was, well, my first, true fact, my first dabblings in professional work were in theater. I was a professional actor, yes. And she was, like, just going off on all this shit. I was like, perfect, good. Let's read a script together, do a dramatic scene on the air. And she's like, oh, you know what? And I also really like that song by Adele. So I got her all wet and moist. I played her Adele song. And I told her before I played it, though, I was like, look, all you got to do is go out there and find a script that, like, from some famous scene from a movie and find it and get the screenplay and, you know, and give us the link. And we'll do a dramatic dry reading on the air. And Justin will direct us because he's a director. And so she goes off and I guess like pounds a fucking 40-ouncer or something. I don't know what the hell. God knows what she's been drinking tonight. She comes back on and she can't put two words together.
Yeah, that was quite funny.
Melissa, am I wrong about any of that, Melissa? Please tell me if I'm wrong.
Absolutely, you're absolutely wrong about all of it. The director is supposed to find the script.
No, the director. No, no,
not
no.
The director.
Not necessarily. No. Not well. Not necessarily. The director can have the script beforehand, but also you could have the script and then bring in a director. So not necessarily. In this case, you were supposed to bring in the script. All right. All right. That was your chore. You were like the, because a lot of times the actors are like actor producer or actor executive producer or whatever. That's kind of like what you were supposed to be, Melissa. And you dropped the ball as the producer of it. Right. So I'm gonna have to hunt down the script now because
right.
you
okay.
because if you're dilly dally. Are you,
I have a,
what are you, rummaging through the liquor cabinet? What the hell is going on back
there? It's me, dude. It's fucking me.
Fuck
I'm yeah. like,
oh.
There's a helicopter going over.
Oh, my God. Somebody mute her. Mute her, please. Okay.
This is a train wreck.
See the influence she's having? She's driving my listeners to drink. Kishu can't even, like, spend it. She's turning to drinking now. You know what I'm saying?
I drink a lot, dude.
Yeah, because yeah, I don't blame you.
I like to drink wine.
Yeah, I just downed a fifth of tequila. I couldn't take it anymore.
Oh my God! Hey, shouts to Dick Burns in the chat room. I thought it wasn't possible that he could get that name. He gets it. That's how does he do it, man? It's brilliant. Hey, you got some dick up in you. I said, hey, Dick has risen. That's right. His dick has risen from the dead. Dick Burns, hey, man, I heard you just had a show. I'm sorry I missed it. I was kind of doing my own show. I knew I would have, like, done something, but
yeah.
Whatever. If you want to call in and tell us how it went. If you want to flirt with a really, really drunk Melissa Hopkins, now is your chance. There's only, like, 15 minutes left to fuck with the drunk Melissa Hopkins, you know. Now, there's your regular Melissa Hopkins, which is pretty wild to begin with, and then there's drunk Melissa Hopkins, which is just over the top, just amazing. Like, hence this. Watch, I'll bring her on. Hey, Melissa, what's going on?
I'm gonna put you on hold for about 2 minutes, and I'm gonna grab a script from my library. How's that?
That's what I'm talking about now. That's
okay,
what I'm talking about.
Okay, hang
on. How is Vince gonna read that?
Well, I'll read it, and he
just
can
just read
improvise.
It. That's fine. At this point, I'll settle for that. I really don't care.
All right, I'll be
right
back.
You can just ad lib.
Yeah, exactly. Ad-lib. Exactly. Thank you. As long as she's
directed.
As long as she's got something to read.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the chat room has.
You know, I went to Melissa's website. She's not a bad-looking broad, as you would say.
No, she's not bad. What?
She's really old.
She's really old. Yeah, to you, everybody's really old, okay?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I just can't, I don't know, like, Debbie Daly, oh, God. She's old, dude. Unattractive. I hope that if I fucking start to get wrinkles and age and look like any of those women, I think I'm just going to fucking kill myself. So I'm like 40.
Wow. How old are you?
23.
Oh, okay. Well, wait till you hit about 27 and you'll start hating life. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, when I'm 30, I'm going to cry. Oh,
you'll just get Botox like the rest of them.
Yeah.
What?
Just get Botox, and then you'll feel better about yourself.
Oh, I don't think I could do that.
Really? It gets rid of wrinkles.
Yeah. No, I know, but it's just weird to me. Like, the farthest I go is get a boob job because I have little boobs. So I'm totally down for a boob job. But, yeah, I don't think I could do any other kind of plastic.
So you're cool with a boob job. Like, you don't care if a guy cuts you open and puts stuff inside of you, but if somebody injects a needle stuff, it freaks you out. That's weird.
No, Botox is ugly, though. Like, it looks weird on old women. Like, it just makes them look so fucking weird. Like, it's still obvious
that
you're fucking 50. Kill yourself.
Yeah.
I agree. I totally agree. I just think it's interesting.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for women in that respect, to be honest, in this society, because it's like, once you hit a certain age, like, people judge you and look at you differently. Whereas guys, it's like, guys can mature, get older, and, like, you know, for the most part.
Yeah, there's some
he's ruggedly good-looking or whatever. Yeah, but it's like for women, it's like once you hit, I don't know, 40, 45, it's just like people start unless you're blessed with good genes, people just start, you know, looking at you. Even like 35, I think.
Just yeah, kinda,
definitely. It's messed up, you know. Not to derail your show here, Vince.
Hey, no, we take it everywhere, man. There's no way to derail this show. It's one big train wreck to begin with. So we go in any direction, you know, and especially towards the end, it's just no holds barred. So don't even worry.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case,
yeah, just go with the flow, bro.
How women are represented in this society is just messed up. I mean, whatever. I don't even want to talk about it because it's like talking politics. It's just one of those things that, like, you have no control over and you can't change. So it's like, what are you going to do?
I love being a woman. It just sucks that I'm going to age or someday.
No, I totally.
You got a long way to go, sister. You have a long way to go. You're no hurry. You're good. You are good in layhood, as they say. You know what? Hey, we're gonna take one more quick break here, on the other side. Oh, shut the hell up already! Okay, about your songs. All right, fine. I'll play one of your songs. I'll play one of your goddamn songs, and only because it fits into the theme of what I was talking to Justin about earlier. Justin, who came to the show on time and stuck with me the whole time, didn't bail on me on a whim because some other fucking shit was blowing up his ass. So, you know, we chopped it up about Outside Lands, which I'm going to be at for 3 days in a row in August. It's going to be bitching. Your boyfriends that you finger bang yourself to, the limousines are going to be there. And so are the Arctic Monkeys, who I'm going to play right now just for you. But you missed out. We were talking about all this shit because we're badass and you suck and I'm rubber and you're glue. And I'll be right back to wrap things up with Justin and take a few calls, and we'll get the fuck out of here. Here's the Arctic Monkeys.
Last night, these two bouncers, and one room's all right, the other ones are scary, and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing, how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say, behind the goes through to the bit where you pay, and you realize then that it's finally the time to walk back for 10,000 nights. And that's another move. It's still in your brain, you've got something to prove. To all the smirky faces and the boys in black, why can't they be pleasant? Why can't they have a laugh? He's got a gun in your chest, he wants to give you a dump. Well, secretly, I think he wants you all to kick off. He wants all fight everywhere and balls as well. He's just something to talk about, a story to tell, yeah.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh, yeah. You already know who it is. It's Vince of the Bay. Wow, the switchboard is lighting up now. Just as we're getting ready to hit the home stretch here, suddenly everybody has jumped aboard. Melissa Hopkins, you really have brought the party to the show. Thanks for doing this, girl. We got the switchboard is like there's like six people lined up here. So Melissa, I hope you haven't passed out yet. Are you still with us?
I am. I'm looking at the passage that I want to read, and I want you to improv. So why don't you take one more call while I find the right passage?
All right. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. So while Melissa's looking that up, let's bring on Old Rooter. Justin, you're still with me, right?
I'm here.
Dude, you're in for a treat. This is a BTR legend here. He's probably as drunk, if not drunker, than Melissa Hopkins right now. And he's going to drop some knowledge on you here. Check it out. This is Ole Rooter. What's up, Ole Rooter?
How about you, my Lord, my God?
I'm doing great now that you're here, bro. You're on with my with another good friend of the show. His name's Justin, and he's a filmmaker and he's a director of the web series Help, I'm Alive. It's a post-apocalyptic zombie thriller. And they released a teaser at WonderCon, and it's going to be released on the internet on Friday. And he's
no
a really
fucking
cool dude.
Way.
Yeah, it's pretty badass, dude.
God. Oh, shit.
A mouthful, huh?
Fuck a mouthful. You're like an important person. Shit.
Not really.
I'm just a fucking drunk. Hold on there.
Oh, okay, cool. Nice
drinking
to meet you, drunk.
I'm drinking my 10 High Kentucky Straight Sour Mash Bourbon Whiskey. Got out of the pizza shop early enough tonight to start pounding some shit. Threw a couple of fucking Ambien down old Scooter bitch's throat there. She's passed out over there in that queen-size bed. And I'm stretched out in my friggin' office chair, just kicked back, drinking me some whiskey. And you've got like a video, like a movie producer, director, / writer fella on here?
Yeah, that's Justin. Yeah, that's who you're
Justin.
On with, bro. Yeah,
Justin.
And we also have, and this is what's going down. This is, let me get you up to speed, Old Rooter. Basically, what we have is at this point, I challenged Melissa Hopkins to a reading, like a cold dramatic reading of a script, and we were going to have Justin, since he's a director, direct us in the scene. And she's supposed to produce a script, and it's been like 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
She's stalling. She's stalling like a motherfucker, and she's drunk. She's a drunk as a skunk.
Give me a freaking topic. I'll come up with a script.
Yeah,
right
you know what? Yeah, for
head.
Sure, for sure. Melissa, what do you
shit.
Got? Come on, come on.
I've got Antony and Cleopatra Shakespeare.
Wait, can you put that in the chat room? Is it something
I'll be Cleopatra.
Okay, fine.
No. No, that's
I guess
my
I'm
part.
Out of the seat now. So I guess
that's
you're directing Old Rooter and Melissa. Good luck with that. It's like herding cats.
So I'm Mark Antony.
I've heard this guy before. Who is he?
It don't matter, baby. Just play
Mark
your part.
Mark Antony? Are you not familiar with these? These are classic cats.
Yeah, what the hell, Melissa? Hook a brother up. I'm just trying to work some pussy. Hold on a second.
Oh, good grief.
Cleopatra.
Sorry.
Hey, Cleopatra.
Hang on. I'm trying to find the right passage. I'm almost there.
You don't need the passage. I'll just go with it, baby.
Sounds like a love scene to me.
Cleopatra. Cleopatra. There we go. Need some mood music. That don't sound like music there. What the fuck? I want to hear some Jews banging on some goddamn fucking sand bricks.
All right, let's take some more calls. Let's add some more. Let's get some action going here. I got somebody on the 408. You've been holding patiently. What's up? Erica 408, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Anthony.
Holy shit, Anthony.
Oh, shit.
Nice of you to show up, bro. Sorry, bro. We're winding down the show. There's 3 minutes left, but we will. If everybody wants to hang on, the show doesn't have to end. If everybody that's called in wants to stay tight, we will stop broadcasting live in 3 minutes. But if Anthony wants to join the party for a little bit, we can certainly extend the show a little while longer. And if anybody listening wants to get in on the action, you got to lock in now at 1-347-826-7667. And welcome to the show, Anthony. What's on your mind, bro? Thanks for calling in.
I just got off work. I didn't get a chance to listen to the show, so I don't know what's going on.
Hey, Vince, if Anthony's want to work some of Cleopatra, I'll be the towel boy.
That's fine. We can do that. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
Melissa, have you passed out yet?
I'm looking at the passes. I'm almost there. Give me fucking minute.
Yeah, of course.
Time you had somebody digitize that.
So unprofessional.
Speaker.
I mean, this is like what's her first. This is her first occupation, if I'm not mistaken.
She's an actress.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, shit.
What the hell? She's trying to audition.
Probably working in the Humane Society. She fetched the boy dog film.
Yeah, she's not getting the part on Help I'm Alive. She can kiss Pat goodbye. We got one more caller I want to bring on before we go off the air live. Area code 251, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, man, this is Dalton.
Dalton, hey, bro, what's going on? What's on your mind tonight, bro?
Not much. I just got done listening to Debbie's show. I know your show is almost over, but I just wanted to chime in.
Okay, what's up? What would you like to say?
That I think that your show has a pretty good music background, I guess. I don't really know how to put it right now.
Oh, no, you know what that is? That is just the, that's kind of like when you you watch like the Oscars or the awards shows where they're like, it's almost time to hurry up and end the program. That's what's going on. I have a minute left live. In fact, yeah, I have 90 seconds live. So we're going to keep doing the show, and you're welcome to hang on and keep listening, and I appreciate your call. And we're going to keep doing the show. It's basically a podcast at this point. I want to thank everybody who's listening live. Burning McGee, Dripping with Sarcasm, Melissa Hopkins, Ole Reuter, and Red Medicine. Dripping with Sarcasm, you were on the switchboard. You dropped off. You got a minute to call in, bro. Do it. In the meantime, I'm going to take a quick break and come back with all of my esteemed guests. And we'll wrap up the show in just a minute. Anthony just called in, so I'd like to catch up with him real quick, and then we'll get the hell out of here. And while I do this little break, we were talking about Outside Lands, and I've been playing this stupid song nonstop, but it was ringing in my eardrums, and I know Keisha's going to like it, so here you go. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Vince in the Bay. That was the Limousines. They're out of the South Bay. They're going to be at Outside Lands this summer, and I'm going to be there. And also, I have with me as my guests tonight the dudes, all three of the dudes from Help I'm Alive, who were with me last time, made it this time. I'm stoked that Anthony made it in at the buzzer, and I'm glad you got in there. And I'd love to have you take over the floor and just give us a little perspective from you as far as where things are at with Help I'm Alive in the wake of your WonderCon experience and now with the unveiling of the teaser that comes out this Friday.
Oh, giving me the floor. That's amazing. WonderCon was awesome. I'm sure you guys already talked about it, but I couldn't believe how many people actually showed up and already knew about the show, before we even got everything going. It was absolutely just mind-blowing. There were so many people there. I think WonderCon actually sold out on Saturday, and they were still selling tickets, which was pretty cool. We just finished our first round of casting last weekend. Justin, is that right, last weekend?
I think it was the weekend before. It's all been a blur, so.
Yeah, everything's going pretty quick. We just finished our last week of casting, or our first week of casting, I'm sorry. And we have a second week coming up on May 14th and 15th in Emeryville, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yep, at Expressions College, I believe. So, if you guys want to get on the show, now would be a good time.
Dude, that's what we already talked about. That I definitely am interested. I think I have Saturday free. I have nothing better to do, so I'm going to come out. I was going to try to rehearse some stuff on the air with Melissa Hopkins, but she got really sloppy drunk, and I think she's passed out right now. I think that's her snoring in the background. Let me see, Melissa. No, she's
I'm
here.
I'm here. Ready. I'm ready to go.
All right. Okay. Fine. All right. What are you going to recite something now or what?
Yeah, it's Antony and Cleopatra, and at the time that Antony died in the lab of Cleopatra. So you ready?
Yes. Please. All right. Yeah. You're going to feed me my lines, or I'm just going to improv off you or something. How are we going to do this?
You're going to have to wait till I finish this short passage, and then you're going to have to improv.
Perfect. I can do that. Let's do it. Okay. Right?
All right. Let's go.
Wait. Hang on a second. Let me get the AD lined up. Hang on. Shit. Don't tell me it's not in here. Melissa, tell us about your acting background while I find the AD. Hang on.
Studied it in college. I was in Los Angeles for 5 years. Did 2 Emmy Award-winning shows.
All right, back to one, people. Shut the fuck up, Melissa. Hang on. Back to one, everybody. All right. Okay, this is for picture, people. All right, this is for picture. Okay, and background, all right? And, okay, roll sound and roll camera. Mark it. And action. Go, Melissa.
If it were for me to throw my scepter at the injurious gods, to tell them that this world did equal theirs, so they had stolen our jewel, all's but not. Patience is Scottish, and impatience does become a dog that's mad. Then it is a sin to rush into the secret house of death, ere death dare comes to us. We'll bury him, and then what's brave? Let's do it after the high Roman fashion and make death proud to take us. Was that it?
Hello?
Liz, this is your kid.
Are we on? Is this? Are we on? Hello?
Oh, boy. Yes.
Got back to one, everybody. Oh, my God.
Okay, so was that Vince or was that the director?
No, that was the AD.
That was the AD.
Yeah. sorry. I don't know if this is going to work out, Melissa.
I couldn't find a contemporary script.
Don't call
God
us.
Damn it.
Don't call us. All right. Don't call us. All right.
Do the ending of Jerry Maguire just from memory.
Oh yeah.
Like when he walks in and she sees him and he does his speech. Just do that scene to the best of your memory. You guys can just improv the whole thing.
You don't want to get mixed up with a guy like me, Melissa.
Well, I'll tell you, Fanny.
I'm telling you, I'm no good for you, sister. You don't want, trust me.
I think I've learned that so far, but I'll tell you a funny story. I was up.
Please, I've been waiting for you to tell me. You've called into my show on nonstop the last 4 days. I've been waiting for something funny. Please, please, by all means, do it now.
Well, if you're familiar, Mr. Producer, you're in Northern California. I was in Southern California. Of a weekly, very popular weekly television show would start out with about 1,500 actresses. And within a week, they would whittle it down to three, then they would whittle it down to two. And when it got down to two, the two would usually go into a room and it would be the director, the casting director, and a reader that would read with you. And I was up for a three-episode part on Seinfeld. And so...
oh, my God. Is this still part of the Cleopatra sketch? I'm...
Fuck you.
Oh...
Fuck you.
I just zoned out there. My bad.
Wait, just get to the good part.
All right, yeah, get to the good part. Get to the good part. Go ahead. Sorry, my bad.
No, I quit.
Did you get on Seinfeld?
No, what happened was is that, I came down with a terrible flu, and my agent told me, don't do the audition. Just say you have the flu, they like you, you've already gotten down to number two for the episode, we'll find you another episode, you know, where you can do a three-episode part. And I was so bullish. I said, no, I got to do this. And so I showed up at the audition, and they completely changed the script, because the SAG rules is that they have to hand courier your script the day before so you can learn it. But Seinfeld had a, you know, special clause. And so I showed up an hour early to the audition, sick as a dog, and I got a new script. And I was like, holy shit. And so I was reading the script for like 5 minutes, and they called me in. And instead of it being casting director, reader, it was the entire freaking cast of Seinfeld. And I had to read with Jerry.
Wow.
And I knew the script for 5 minutes. And I held my own, but let's just say I wasn't prepared.
Wow,
all right. On that note, thanks for coming out, everybody. Thanks for coming out, everybody. I really appreciate it. We're gonna go around the room before we sign off. Let's see, Justin. Any final thoughts before we say goodbye here?
Just thanks for having us on again. I really appreciate it. I love coming on your show, man. It's always a good time. It's very unpredictable, but I love it. I just want to tell everybody this Friday, check us out at helpemalive.tv. See our teaser, our promo. And go to Kickstarter and give us your money. Night.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
And Anthony, anything you'd like to add before we say goodbye?
Actually, I'd like to thank you guys for having us on my show again. It's a fun show. you guys, they always have some fucking crazy shit going on over here. It's amazing. Check out the promo that you were able to see on at WonderCon. We're going to go ahead and release it for you guys tomorrow. I don't know what today is, on Friday, not tomorrow. And if you guys want to audition, dude, come out to Emeryville.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to look into that. I'm going to go check out the site right now. You guys have updated it a lot since I last checked it out, so I'm going to peruse it later. And if I can, I'm going to try to swing by and check you guys out.
Dude, you should.
All right, thanks for coming through, bro. Thanks, of course, Kishu, as always.
Thanks,
I appreciate
for having me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I got a tiny chat open if anybody wants to join.
Oh.
It's tinychat.com/VITBC, Vincent the Bay Crew. Yeah. So if you guys want to keep the party going, it's over at tinychat.com/VITBC.
That's what's up. Thanks for coming out, everybody. I will talk to you again, probably tomorrow night around the same time. Until then, sleep tight, kiddos. Good night.
Oh.
like you very nice.